السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue my brothers and sisters in faith with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hajj from the tafsir of the noble Sheikh Sheikh عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي عليه رحمة الله. Without any further ado, تفضل يا مصعب with آية number 30.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من أثوان واجتنبوا قول النزور. فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور. حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ومن يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق.
Oh, I can hear you in the background. Okay. That has been commanded, and whoever honors the sacred ordinance of Allah, it is best for him in the sight of his Lord. And permitted to you are the grazing livestock, except what is recited to you. So avoid the uncleanliness of idols. So avoid the uncleanliness of idols and avoid false statement. Inclining only to Allah, not associating any with him. And he who associates with Allah, it is as though he had fallen from the sky and was snatched by the birds or the wind, carried him down into a remote place. Bishaykh rahimahullah says, ذلك أي ذكرنا لكم من تلكم الأحكام وما فيها من تعظيم حرمات الله وإجلالها وتكريمها. Meaning that which we mentioned from among that which was recited upon you of the rulings, which include the magnification of the boundaries that Allah set and honoring them and respecting them. لأن تعظيم حرمات الله من الأمور المحبوبة لله. Because magnifying and honoring the sacred ordinances of Allah is from the matters which are beloved to Allah. Al-muqarribatu ilayh, things that will draw you nearer to Allah. Allati min man 'azzamaha wa ajallaha athabahu Allahu thawaban jazilan. The one whomever magnifies it and honors it, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give him a great reward. Wa kanat khayran lahu fi dinihi wa dunyahu wa akhrahu 'inda rabbih. It will be better for that person in his religion, in his worldly life, and in his life to come with his Lord. وحرمات الله كل ما له حرمة وأمر باحترامه من عبادة أو غيرها. And حرمات, the sacred ordinances of Allah, is anything which has sacredness to it, sanctity, and you were commanded to respect it by offering an act of worship. There's an act of worship associated with it as means of having reverence for it and respect for it, or something other than that. كالمناسك كلها, like all the different rites of Hajj, for example, all the manasik. وكالحرم والإحرام, and like the sacred mosque and the state of being in Ihram when you do Umrah or Hajj. وكالهدايا, and like the sacrificial animals. وكالعبادات التي أمر الله العبادة بالقيام بها, and like the various acts of worship that Allah commanded the slaves to fulfill. فتعظيمها إجلالا بالقلب. So honoring it is means of respecting it and honoring it in your heart. ومحبتها, and loving it. وتكميل العبودية فيها غير متهاون ولا متكاسل ولا متثاقل. الله أكبر. How guilty are we? And fulfilling the servitude therein without negligence, without laziness, and without feeling burdened with that. So how many of us can say we're from among those? How many of us can say that when they do the act of worship, they do it with love, they do it with honor, they don't feel any burden, they don't feel lazy, and they don't feel negligent about it. If we have those issues, that means that our level of taqwa is deficient, and that means our understanding of the sacred ordinances of Allah is also defective. We don't understand them properly, because the right attitude is that it's done with ultimate love and passion. There's no such negative association with it. ثم ذكر منته وإحسانه بما أحله لعباده من بهيمة الأنعام من إبل وبقر وغنم. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned His favor and His excellence towards His slaves by via that which He has made lawful for them from among the livestock, such as camels and cows and goats. وشرعها من جملة المناسك التي يتقرب بها إليه. And Allah legislated that among the various acts of worship that you draw nearer to Allah through. فعظمت منته فيها من الوجهين. So the favor of Allah upon us has been magnified in two ways. إلا ما يتلى عليكم في القرآن تحريمه من قوله. The exception is made except that which has been recited upon you, meaning in the Quran, such as the statement of Allah, حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير. الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير has been forbidden upon you, the dead animal and blood and the flesh of swine. ولكن ذلك ولكن الذي من رحمته ولكن الذي من رحمته بعباده أن حرموا عليهم ومنعهم منهم تزكية لهم وتطهيرا من الشرك به وقول الزور. But from the mercy of Allah to His slaves that He made that forbidden upon them, and He prevented it from them as means of purifying them from associating partners with them and from making false statements. ولهذا قال, or false testimony. فاجتنبوا الرجس أي الخبث الخبث القذر. Stay away from that which is then unclean, which is filthy and disgusting. من الأوثان أي الأنداد التي جعلتموها آلهة مع الله. From those idols that you have made gods along with Allah. فإنها أكبر أنواع الرجس. It's from among the greatest types of uncleanliness or unclean matters. From among the greatest types of unclean matters and filthy matters is idolatry. والظاهر أن من هنا ليست لبيان الجنس كما قاله كثير من المفسرين وإنما هي للتبعيد. The Sheikh said it is evident here that من is not to highlight what type of something it is, meaning from, as many mufassirin have said, rather he it is to mention a portion of something. وأن الرجس عام في جميع المنهيات المحرمات. And the fact that rijs is applicable, uncleanliness is applicable to all things which are prohibited and forbidden. فيكون منهيا عنها عموما. So then you're forbidden to engage in any type of rijs whatsoever. وعن الأوثان التي هي بعضها خصوصا. And now the idolatry is being specified as a portion of that general prohibition. واجتنبوا قول الزور أي جميع الأقوال المحرمات. And avoid all false forbidden expressions. فإنها من قول الزور. It falls under the statements of falsehood. الذي هو الكذب. ومن ذلك شهادة زور. Which is a lie. And an example of that is a false testimony. فلما نهاهم عن الشرك والرجس وقول الزور. After Allah Azza wa Jal forbade us from associating partners with him. And uncleanliness. And making false testimonies, Allah tells us in the following ayah, أمرهم أن يكونوا حنفاء لله. Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to be inclining only to Allah. أي مقبلين عليه وعلى عبادته, meaning inclining to Him and His worship. معرضين عما سواه, turning away from anyone or anything other than Him. غير مشركين به, not associating any partners with him. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whosoever does associate partners with Allah. فَمَثَلُهُ, his example. فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أي سَقَطَ مِنَا, it's as though he fell from the sky. فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ بِسُرْعَ, meaning then the birds snatch him quickly. أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ, or the wind carried him to a far remote place. أي بعيد, meaning far. كذلك المشركون, such is the affair of the polytheists. فالإيمان بمنزلة السماء محفوظة مرفوعة. Iman is being equated with the sky that is protected and that is lofty. So you have a lofty sky that is secured. That's Iman. Iman is equal to the lofty sky that is secure and high. وَمَنْ تَرَكَ الْإِيمَانِ Whoever leaves Iman, بِمَنْزِلَةِ السَّاقِطِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ He is equal to the one who had fallen from the sky. عَرْضَةً لِلْأَفَاتِ وَالْبَلِيَاتِ He is exposed and vulnerable to all types of weaknesses and calamities. فَإِمَّا أَن تَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرِ فَتُقَطِّعُهُ أَعْضَاءً Either the birds will snatch him and he will rip him to pieces. كذلك المشرك إذا ترك الاعتصام بالإيمان Such is the affair of the polytheist if he abandons holding on to Iman. تخطفه الشياطين من كل جانب The shayateen will snatch him from every angle, from every side. ومزقوه and they will rip him apart. وأذهبوا عليه دينه ودنيا And they will take away from him his religion and even his worldly life. Subhanallah, what a similitude. Next, ya Musab.
ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب لكم فيها منافع إلى أجل مسمى ثم محلها إلى البيت العتيق
hey. That is so, and whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of the hearts. For you, the animals marked for sacrifice are benefits for a specified term. Then their place of sacrifice is the ancient house. The Shaykh says, Rahimahullah, أي ذلك الذي ذكرنا لكم من تعظيم حرماته وشعائره والمراد بالشعائر أعلام الدين الظاهرة meaning that which we have mentioned for you of glorifying or magnifying the sacred ordinances of Allah and the various rites and here ya akhwan and akhawat rites is the one that is spelled R-I-T-E-S which is like an act of worship type It is not right as in your right to have something which is R-I-G-H-T. I just want to make sure that it's clear so that nobody has a misunderstanding about which rites we're referring to. So when you say the rites of Hajj, that's the R-I-T-E-S. It is the acts of worship that you actually fulfill in Hajj. Tamam? The Shaykh says, وَالْمُرَادُ بِالشَّعَائِرِ أَعْلَامُ الدِّينُ الظَّاهِرَ What is intended by the rites here is the evident aspects of the religion which are evident. The evident aspects of the religion. وَمِنْهَا Among them, المناسك كلها All of the rites of Hajj. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ Verily, Safa and Marwa are from the rites of Allah, from the acts of worship that are put forward strictly for the sake of Allah. وَمِنْهَا And among them, الْهَدَايَا وَالْقُرْبَانِ لِلْبَيْتِ And among them is the sacrificial animals that you offer to the house. Obviously, you offer at the house for Allah's sake. Because you know from the other ayah, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Say verily, my prayer, my sacrifices, my life and my death are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. لا شريك له, he has no partners. وتقدم أن معنى تعظيمها إجلالها والقيام بها وتكميلها على أكمل ما يقدر عليه العبد. We've already mentioned that the meaning of honoring those sacrificial animals here is to fulfill them in the best possible way that the slave is able to meaning to seek ihsan, to seek perfection in the execution of these various acts of worship that are offered. ومنها and among them الهدايا the sacrificial animals. فتعظيمها باستحسانها واستسمانها So you honor it by selecting the best of them and by making it fat, by fattening it. وأن تكون مكملة من كل وجه That it should be fulfilling all the requirements in every respect. فتعظيم شعائر الله صادر من تقوى القلوب So honoring the symbols of Allah We can say Sha'air is also the symbols of Allah. Honor in the symbols of Allah is a byproduct of the piety of the hearts. فَالْمُعَظِّمُ لَهَا يُبَرْهِنُ عَلَى تَقْوَاهِ وَصَحَّةِ إِمَانِهِ The one who honors it is actually proving he's substantiating, he's justifying his fear of Allah and the validity and the soundness of his iman. Because magnifying it is a byproduct of magnifying and glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal. And of course, my brother says this applies across the board to many things. And so whenever you're in a predicament where, you know, the one of the acts of worship, one of the matters of the religion are discussed, you can evaluate your iman and the soundness of iman on whether you're bothered or disturbed when Allah's rights are being violated or not. If Allah's rights are being violated and you have no discomfort and you're not bothered the least bit, that means the taqwa in our hearts is almost non-existent. Is almost non-existent. An indication that there's soundness of iman and that you have taqwa is that you magnify the rights of Allah. You give them their due right. You give them their due importance. So when you see Allah's deen being violated or Allah's deen being ignored and neglected, then that causes you to enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, provided that you're not creating a bigger evil. على العموم. آية number 33. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا أي فِي الْهَدَايَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. You have in these animals marked for sacrifice benefits for a specified term. هذا في الهدايا المسوقة من البدن ونحوها. This is among the animals that have been driven from whatever destination to basically to the بيت العتيق, among the sacrificial animals. ينتفع بها أربابها بالركوب والحلب ونحو ذلك مما لا يضرها إلى أجل مسمى مقدر مؤقت. The people that are willing to sacrifice it, if it's among the animals that are can be ridden, then you can actually ride it. Or if it's an animal that produces milk, then you can continue to get milk from it until as long as it doesn't harm it until that specified time. وهو ذبحها إذا وصلت محلها. And that specified time is its slaughtering when it reaches the place or its destination. وهو البيت العتيق, and that is the sacred house, the old house. أي الحرم كله, the entire حرم, the Sheikh said. منا وغيرها, whether منا or other than that. Meaning this is for the people doing Hajj, obviously. فإذا ذبحت, once it's slaughtered, أكلوا منها وأهدوا وأطعموا البائس الفقير. They will eat from it and they will give as gifts and they will feed the بائس الفقير, the one who's extremely poor and miserable. نعم. تفضل.
ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكر اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
No, if you stop, Musab, if you stop at as-salah, then the ta marbuta will be pronounced as a ha. Wal-muqimi as-salah. Or you continue, wal-muqimi as-salati wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. So correct it, please.
الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
تك العافية. And for all religion we have appointed a rite of sacrifice that they mention the name of Allah over what he has provided for them of sacrificial animals. For your God is one God, so to him submit and give good tidings to the humble, who when Allah is mentioned, their hearts are fearful and the patient over what has afflicted them, and the establishers of prayer and those who spend from what we have provided them. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, أي ولكل أمة من الأمم السالفة, for every nation from the predecessors, the preceding ones, جعلنا منسكا, أي فاستبقوا إلى الخيرات وتسارعوا وتسارعوا إليها. فاستبقوا إلى الخيرات وتسارعوا إليها. Meaning we gave a right that they follow. So then try to be the forerunners, the foremost in seeking good, and race one another in that regard. وَلْنَنْظُرْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, and let us observe who among you is best in deeds. وَالْحِكْمَةُ فِي جَعْلِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ مَنْسَكًا, and the wisdom in Allah Azza wa Jal giving every nation or every religion a particular rights to follow, لِإِقَامَةِ ذِكْرِهِ وَالْتِفَاتِ لِشُكْرِهِ, so that they may establish his remembrance and they could be mindful of his being grateful to him or having gratitude. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ, that's what Allah said, لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ, so that they may mention the name of Allah over that which he has provided them of the livestock. فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَإِنْ اخْتَلَفَتْ أَجْنَاسُ الشَّرَائِعِ, even if the types of legislations are variants, فَكُلُّهَا مُتَّفِقَةٌ عَلَى هَذَا الْأَصْلِ, but however, all of them agree upon this fundamental foundation. وَهُوَ أُلُوهِيَّةُ اللَّهِ وَإِفْرَادُهُ بِالْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَتَرْكُ الشِّرْكِ بِهِ, and that is the divinity of Allah and singling him out in worship and abandoning associating partners with him. ولهذا قال, that's what Allah says, فله أسلموا أي انقادوا واستسلموا له لا لغيره, meaning submit and surrender to him, not to other than him. فإن الإسلام له طريق إلى الوصول إلى دار السلام, because Islam has a path that will have you arrive at the abode of peace. وبشر المخبتين وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ بِخَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, inform those who humble themselves, those who are humble, inform them, tell them about, give them glad tidings about the excellence that they will receive in this dunya and the akhirah. وَالْمُخْبِتِ, who's the مُخْبِتِ, because Allah says مُخْبِتِينَ, that's plural. The singular of مُخْبِتِينَ is مُخْبِتِ. Who are they? الْخَاضِعُ لِرَبِّهِ, the one who submits to his Lord. المستسلم لأمره, the one who surrenders to his command. المتواضع العبادة, the one who humbles himself before the slaves of Allah, meaning he's not arrogant and does not deal with them pridefully. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those righteous people. ثم ذكر صفات المخبتين, that Allah Azza wa Jal went on to explain the qualities of these مخبتين or المخبت, the singular for مخبتين. فقال الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم, those who, when Allah's mentioned, their hearts are fearful, أي خوفاً وتعظيماً, their hearts actually tremble. وجل is from trembling. Their hearts tremble out of fear and magnification. فَتَرَكُوا لِذَلِكَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ لِخَوْفِهِمْ وَوَجَلِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَحْدِهِ, so because of that, they've left and stayed away from prohibitions because of their fear and the trembling from their Lord alone. وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, and those who are patient of regarding that which afflicted them. مِنَ الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَأَنْوَاعِ الْأَذَى, regarding all types of harm and difficulty and every type of calamity that befalls them. فَلَا يَجْرِي مِنْهُمْ لِتَسَخُّطٍ لِشَيْءٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, so never ever do they become displeased or nor do they complain or become dissatisfied with the decree of Allah. بَلْ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجِّ رَبِّهِمْ, rather they remain patient seeking the face of their Lord. مُحْتَسِبِينَ ثَوَابِهِ, they are seeking the reward from him. مُرْتَقِبِينَ أَجْرَهُ, looking forward to the compensation. وَالْمُقِيمِ صَلَاةَ, another quality of them is their hearts tremble when Allah is mentioned. They're patient regarding what befalls them and they are establishers of the salah. أي الذين جعلوها قائمة مستقيمة كاملة, they have made the salah upright, straight and perfect. بأن أدوا اللازم فيها والمستحب, that they fulfilled the obligatory aspects of it and the recommended ones. وعبوديتها الظاهرة والباطنة, and they fulfilled its servitude internally and externally. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And the fourth quality is and of that which we provided them they spend. وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ جَمِيعَ النَّفَقَاتِ الْوَاجِبَةِ This encompasses all of the obligatory spendings. كَالزَّكَاةِ such as zakah, وَالْكَفَّارَ and the كَفَّارَ the expiation, وَالنَّفَقَةِ عَلَى الزَّوْجَاتِ and spending on the wives, وَالْمَمَالِيكِ and the right-hand possessions, وَالْأَقَارِبِ and the relatives, والنفقات المستحبة and included also is the recommended acts of spending كالصدقات بجميع وجوهها such as all types of صدقه every single type of صدقه is involved in that as well وأتى بمن المفيدة للتبعيد ليعلم سهولة ما أمر الله به ورغب فيه and Allah عز وجل used من here which indicates portionality to teach us about the ease and the facilitation in what Allah Azza wa Jal commanded and to make us also excited about it. وَأَنَّهُ جُزْءٌ يَسِيرٌ مِمَّا رَزَقَ اللَّهُ And now you spend it to, you're expected to spend a little bit from what Allah Azza wa Jal gave you. Because this is from where? This is from وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Even though, ya akhwan, it's actually written مِمَّا, the original word is مِنْمَّا. مِنْمَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ But because it's often said in this manner, then the Arabs basically merge them together. Just like you say, I cannot, I can't. That kind of contraction that we use in the English language, this is like the Arabic version of that. The original preposition is وَمِنْمَا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ It became وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ So this min meaning from what we gave them. They spend from that, not the entire thing. ليس للعبد في تحصيله قدرة لولا تيسير الله له ورزقه إياه. In the first place, it's the risk from Allah because the slave has no means, no power to attain it had Allah عز وجل not facilitated that for him and provided him with it. فيا أيها المرزوق من فضل الله. Oh, you have who have been provided by the virtue of Allah. أنفق مما رزقك الله. أنفق مما spend from what Allah عز وجل has provided you. ينفق الله عليك ويزدك بفضل Allah will spend upon you and Allah عز وجل will even increase you from his bounty go ahead يا مصعب
والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا
Here you have to go all the way, six harakat. فَذْكُرْ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافٌ
فَذْكُرْ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافٌ فَإِذَا وَجَبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْمِعُوا الْقَانِعَ وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا ولكن ينالوا التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين
تمام Okay and the camels and cattle we have appointed for you as among the symbols of Allah for you therein is good so mention the name of Allah upon them when lined up for sacrifice and when they are lifeless on their sides then eat from them and feed the needy and the beggar thus we have subjected them to you that you may be grateful their meat will not reach Allah nor will their blood but what reaches him is piety from you thus we have subjected them to you that you may glorify Allah for that to which he has guided you and give good tidings to the doers of good الشيخ رحمه الله says هذا دليل على أن الشعائر عام في جميع أعلام الدين الظاهرة This is an evidence that the rites, the symbols is general regarding all of the acts of worship that are evident and apparent in the religion وتقدم أن الله أخبر أن من عظم شعائره We've already explained, it's already been explained that we have been told by Allah that whoever glorifies and honors the sacred ordinances of Allah فإن ذلك من تقوى القلوب that is a sign of the piety in the heart وهنا أخبر أن من جملة شعائره البدن And here Allah tells us that from among the rights that Allah Azza wa Jal has legislated is the camel. The camel and the cow. أي الإبل والبقر على أحد القولين. One of the two opinions is that it is camels and cows. It is camel and cows. According to one opinion of the two. One of the two opinions. فتعظم وتستسمن وتستحسن. So it is honored. And again, it is made to be fat. And you select the best of it. لكم فيها خير أي المهدي وغيره من الأكل والصدقة والانتفاع والثواب والأجر. Meaning the actual animal that is given and others from among eating from it or sadaqa or benefiting from it, the great reward, all of that is the thawab ajr, all of that. فَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا أَيْ عِنْدَ ذَبْحِهَا. Meaning mention the name of Allah at the time of sacrificing it, the Shaykh said. عِنْدَ ذَبْحِهَا meaning when you slaughter it. قُولُوا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ say in the name of Allah. وَذْبَحُوهَا and then slaughter it. صَوَافْ أَيْ قَائِمَاتْ while they're standing. بأن تقام على قوائمها الأربع that you make them stand on their four legs ثم تعقل يدها اليسرى then you lock its left leg ثم تنحر then it is slaughtered فإذا وجبت جنوبها أي سقطت في الأرض جنوبها حين تسلخ so when it falls on the ground on its side when you're basically removing the skin ثم يسقط الجزار جنوبه على الأرض. Then the butcher will basically drop the animal on its side. فحين إذن قد استعدت لأن يؤكل منها. Then it becomes ready to be eaten from. فكلوا منها. Then eat from it. وهذا خطاب المهدي. This is a command or this is a speech addressing the one who had offered the sacrificial animal. فيجوز له الأكل من هدي. He's allowed to eat from his own sacrificial animal. وأطعم القانع والمعتر. وأطعموا القانع والمعتر and then feed the needy and the beggar أي الفقير الذي لا يسأل تقنعا وتعففا meaning feed the needy person who does not ask to begin with out of you know seeking self-respect and honor والفقير الذي يسأل and also ask the poor one who asks which is the beggar فكل منهما له حق فيهما each one of them has a right in this animal كذلك سخرناها لكم such we have subjected them for you أي البدن لعلكم تشكرون perhaps you will be thankful تشكرون الله على تسخيرها you'll be thankful to Allah for having subjected them for you ما أنه لولا تسخيره لها had Allah عز وجل not subjected them to you لم يكن لكم بهم طاقة you would have no power or ability over them ولكنه ذللها لكم وسخرها رحمة بكم وأحسن إليكم فاحمدوه However, Allah Azza wa Jal humiliated them before you and he subjected them for you as mercy to you and excellence from him. So be grateful to him. And you think about it. An animal should be overpower a human being at any given point. I mean, a camel can stomp you to death. If Allah didn't make if Allah made the animals and the cows and the horses and the camels disdain from being sacrificed. Dude, they will kill everybody who tries to sacrifice them. Really. An animal will not let you get a hold of it and sacrifice it at all unless you shoot it from a distance. But who allowed them? Who made them in such a way where a human who's far smaller in weight, in strength, than this animal, control this animal and be able to sacrifice it? It is Allah Azza wa Jalla who made that. وقوله لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها. The statement of Allah عز وجل that Allah عز وجل will not reach Allah the meat or the blood. أليس المقصود منها ذبحها فقط. The intention is not merely to sacrifice it. ولا ينال الله من لحومها ولا دماؤها. Allah does not get any of the blood or the meat. Like لكونه الغني الحميد because Allah is the most rich and the most praiseworthy. وإنما يناله الإخلاص فيها. What Allah will get from that is the sincerity that you have regarding it. والاحتساب والنية صالحة and you seeking the reward and having an upright intention ولهذا قال ولكن يناله التقوى منكم الله عز وجل will get الله عز وجل will receive the تقوى that you have in you huh? it will reach him the piety in you ففي هذا حث وترغيب على الإخلاص في النحر and this is encouragement to be sincere in sacrifice وأن يكون القصد وجه الله وحده and that you should seek يكون القصد that your intention should be the face of Allah strictly لا فخرا ولا رياء ولا سمعة ولا مجرد عادة not out of boasting not to show off not to seek reputation, and not just because it's a habit. Every year we sacrifice an animal, so we're just doing a standard procedure where it's a ritual, basically. وهكذا سائر العبادات. And similarly, all the rest of the acts of worship. إذا لم يقترن بها الإخلاص وتقوى الله, if it is not linked with sincerity and the fear of Allah, كانت كالقشور الذي لا لب فيه والجسد الذي لا روح فيه. It will become like the shell that has no substance inside, and like the body that has no soul. كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله أي تعظموه وتجلوه. Such Allah has subjected them for you so that you may glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you may do takbir. The Shaykh said, أي تعظموه, meaning you glorify and magnify Allah. كما هداكم, just like he guided you. أي مقابلة لهدايته إياكم, as a payback for Allah having guided you. فإنه يستحق أكمل الثناء وأجل الحمد وأعلى التعظيم. Allah Azza wa Jal surely deserves the greatest praise and the best appreciation and gratitude and the greatest form of glorification. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, give glad tidings to the muhsineen, بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, those who are doing ihsan in the worship of Allah, بِأَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ, those who worship Allah as though they can see Him, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَصِلُوا إِلَى هَذِي الدَّرَجَةِ, however, if they're unable to reach that level, فَلْيَعْبُدُوهُ مُعْتَقِدِينَ وَقْتَ عِبَادَتِهِمْ اطِّلَاعَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرُؤْيَتَهُ إِيَّهُمْ. Let them at least then at the time of worshiping him bear in mind during that worship that Allah is observing them and looking at them. وَالْمُحْسِنِينَ لِعِبَادِ اللَّهِ بِجَمِيعِ وُجُوهِ الْإِحْسَانِ. And also among the muhsineen, what is intended by muhsineen, not only in their worship of Allah, but they're also muhsineen to the slaves of Allah in every type of ihsan. مِنْ نَفْعِ مَالٍ, such as financial wealth, money, يعني monetary. أو عِلْمٍ, or those who benefit the people with knowledge. May Allah make us among them. أو جاهن, or those who have a position or a status that they could utilize in a manner pleasing to Allah. أو نصحن, or those who give advice. أو أمرن بمعروفن, or those who enjoin what is good. أو نهين عن منكر, or those who forbid the evil. أو كلمة طيب, or even a good word. ونحو ذلك, and something along these lines. فالمحسنون لهم البشارة من الله بسعادة الدنيا والآخرة. Those who do ihsan, they have glad tidings from Allah that they will attain worldly and hereafter happiness. وَسَيُحْسِنُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ كَمَا أَحْسَنُ فِي عِبَادَتِي وَلِعِبَادِي. And Allah Azza wa Jal will be excellent with them just as they were excellent in his worship and excellent to his slaves. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ, as Allah says Azza wa Jal in another ayah, I believe it's end of Surah before the end of Surah Al-Rahman, in Surah Al-Rahman, is the recompense for ihsan, anything but ihsan. And another ayah, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ, for those who do ihsan, they will have al-husna, which the scholars say jannah, and ziyada, the scholars say ziyada is looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, we will stop at this point here, inshallah, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. If we remain alive and healthy, next week we will resume with ayah number 38 onwards. Meanwhile, you can start asking your questions, and I'm going to try to find a bookmark in this thing here. Add bookmark. MashaAllah, I cannot find add bookmark. Anyways, ayah number 38, خلاص, I give up. طيب. Are we allowed to pay zakah by installments if it's an amount we can't pay in one shot? That can never happen. How can that happen? Zakah is when you pay for money that has been set aside in savings. How can it not be there? No, you cannot pay it in installments. You have to pay it in one shot. Zakah has to be paid in one shot. It's the right of the poor people. It doesn't make sense. What is zakah? Zakah is your salary is $2,000. Every month you set aside $200 on the side. After a whole lunar year passes by, those $200 become another $2,000 or whatever, right? After 12 months. And then you get that amount and you pay it. That money is untouched. How could you not pay it all in one shot? I don't get it. Unless you're talking about zakah on gold and then you're going to use cash to pay, Allahu alam. Bottom line is, from what I know, zakah has to be paid in one shot, because once it's due, it's due. Musab, is the AC working? Can we watch the street da'wah video of Sheikh Uthman bin Farooq? Insha'Allah, yes. Insha'Allah, yes. If a person says Ahlul Sunnah, we name our men. He names scholars of Sunnah and names his teachers who are weak in Arabic and religion. Is this praise of teachers misleading as they're not learned? Wallahi, it's yeah, anonymous brother, this question is as anonymous as your name. It's also ambiguous. I don't understand the context. I need to know context. I don't know what's going on. Cannot be answered. I'm sorry, I don't understand enough to answer. Abu Ishaq al-Huwaini, of course. Ustad, Sheikh Abu Ishaq al-Huwaini is from the mashayikh of da'wah. And definitely from the mashayikh that we listen to and we take knowledge from. He's from the people of knowledge and people of hadith. Next. Okay, that was quick and beautiful. طيب, we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah, with the Aqidah class. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. استغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم.